For 2020, the chair of Manitoba Pork is looking forward to an end to the trade war between the United States and China that has depressed Canadian live hog prices. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Heading into the new year, live hog prices and disease management will be top of mind among Manitoba pork producers. George Matheson, the chair of Manitoba Pork, says what should have been a good year was a disappointment, with the average price for the year likely to be lower than expected.
Pork producers pretty much right across Canada take the U.S. national price as their price, so really, what happens between the U.S. producers and their trading partners is most significant to Canadian producers in regards to price. And unfortunately, we did see a tariff war between China and the U.S., and as a result, Manitoba suffered collateral damage. Without that tariff war, I think we would have really seen an escalation in prices, because due to ASF, there has been a significant worldwide shortage of pork. So, number one, and it's really out of our control, the end of the tariff wars between the U.S. and China, which has caused collateral damage to the pork industry in Manitoba. That would be our number one hope, and so that we could be on a level playing field with the rest of the world and not have to be concerned with these outside pressures on our pork price, which really should be quite strong considering the losses in the world due to ASF.
Matheson notes the number of PED cases in Manitoba in 2019 rose above that of 2017, creating a challenge. And he suggests a different approach will be needed to eradicate that infection. In terms of African swine fever, he says Manitoba is preparing to deal with the infection while continuing to work to keep it out of the country. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.